Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talk Over podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music. All right. It's DJ Stylo. I nearly said Stylus.
You nearly got your own name
back
wrong.
In the building, mate. I nearly got it wrong, bro. Do you know what? Yeah, right now, I don't even know what day it is. So I think the last thing on my mind is getting my DJ name right.
Yeah.
I was on the stream the other day using the DJ Stylus sample. I was like, what am I doing?
Oh, I'll tell you what, bro. The apocalypse is slapping hard right now.
Bro, listen, we've not even spoke for like what?
I think it's been 2 weeks.
Two, 3 weeks or something?
I think so.
I remember talking to you just before this shit popped off.
Yeah.
Just before.
And basically, like, if everything gets locked down, let's go super ham with the podcast and get daily fucking.
And then we're just ghosted.
And then, yeah, unfortunately, the shit really hit the fan in the DJ Double household. And the apocalypse took its grip, mate. Had its evil way with me.
Yeah, man. So you've been a bit sick, innit?
Yeah, well, I was ill, but also wifey was really unwell. So it was... And with the schools being closed and stuff, bro, this is why, actually, you know what? The first part of this podcast, let's talk about the dads that are DJs, because...
Do you know what though? Before you go in, I'm thinking it's a semi off decent thing. Like, obviously not losing our jobs and everything else, but being able to actually have this time. I don't have a child in it, but I was talking about it with wifey, and it's like, it's not very often that people are gonna get to spend this much time with the kids. You get me?
Well, you know obviously. What? I'm very lucky, yeah, because of the type of job. Normal workers, right? So normal people in regular jobs, I say normal people, but you know what I mean? People in regular jobs, I would agree, because they're up in the morning to go to work. They're back in the evenings after the kids are in bed, and they really only don't get a lot of time to spend the time with their kids. But actually, I'm different because I choose my own working hours during the week. So Mondays, I'm always taking Roman. I take Roman swimming every week. Do you know what I mean? Like Wednesdays, I take him to boxing club. Fridays, I actually train with him boxing and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So like, we do spend a lot of time together. But bruv, this has been testing time. So I'm not even going to lie, man. It's
You've been doing multiple roles this week, you know.
Mate, well, the thing is, I'll tell you what, the main thing is, it's really important to me throughout this time that Roman's not in school, that he's still learning. So, and obviously it's not compulsory right now. I could quite, like, there's nothing wrong with if anyone's done this. You could just dump them in front of the TV with an Xbox remote and be like, there you go, play Minecraft all day, and then go about your daily business. Do you know what I mean? But for me, I would rather he actually is learning and doing the schoolwork he's supposed to be doing. So I kind of took that role.
I rate that.
Still, I took that role on. But bruv, I've got so much more respect for teachers than... Not that I didn't respect him, but I've got a lot more respect for him now, because this teaching shit is hard, bro.
So have you got your own DJ Double home curriculum and all that now, yeah?
Well, we've got some stuff from the school, but yeah, man, I've pretty much structured a school day for him every day. And so from 9 until 3, we're doing schoolwork, but obviously he gets breaks in the middle. We have lunch break and play football in the garden and stuff like this. But yeah,
okay, so you got like a fully structured school day.
I do.
That's
yeah.
dope.
Yeah. I'm giving him like
so,
a proper.
Yo, so but, how does it work, bro? Are the schools sending stuff out?
No, so for, they sent
to help
him
assist,
back,
or
they sent him back with about 2 weeks worth of work, which I've been just picking through with him. But also, like, he has music in school, so obviously I actually. Between two things, I've been, for his music lessons, I've been making him play the guitar, because he's learning guitar anyway, so we do guitar practice. Or I've actually been teaching him how to use Serato Studio and make beats. So shouts to Blakey as well, because Blakey's the plug at Serato, and he hooked us up with some Serato Studio plugins and stuff. So yeah, I've been getting him producing beats and playing the guitar. That's his music lesson. And like PE, we've just been either doing boxing or football in the garden. So
That's dope, man. No, I respect it, bro. I'm here moaning that I can't even get out of the house, bro. And you've got all, like, you just reeling off all that stuff that you're dealing with now. I'm just like, I shouldn't even be complaining, G. Bro, I don't really have no.
You know what? It's mad because actually, like, with Leanne being ill as well. So, and like, she's been really ill, bro. Like, proper ill. And so I've been dealing with that also, but making sure that she's fed. And making sure she's getting all the water that she needs and making sure she's got the painkillers she needs and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? In and out, like up and down the stairs. I can't tell you the amount of time I've been up and down stairs in the last week. Fuck me. Like, it's crazy.
Come on, bro. You're a healthy guy. You're a healthy guy, bro. You're about that life.
Yeah, innit? This is the exercise week. But the problem is, it's all done, once, like, Leanne's been sleeping pretty much all the time anyway because she's upstairs in bed. And so once Roman's in bed and it's about 8 o'clock or 8:30, the plan, when I wake up every day, I'm like, right, cool. Once everything's done and the house is clean and the kitchen's tidy and Roman's in bed, I'll get on with my creative stuff. Bro, it gets to 8:30 and I am a wash
up. Guys, finished, bud.
Done.
I hear you.
Absolutely no podcasting being done, no videos being recorded. Like, I can't do anything, mate. So I'm knackered.
Yeah, so it's basically all Double's fault that we've not been recording.
So, yeah, apologies, guys.
I'm joking.
I think everyone's...
Nah, it's all good, man.
There's a lot of people in the same boat right now, so we can all understand that, yeah, this apocalypse stuff is no joke, bruv. It's mad.
Bro, I tell you what, bruv. Not having a garden could be one of the worst mistakes ever, mate.
Oh.
Like, bro, I'm in a one-bed apartment, yeah, with no garden.
Yeah,
trust me.
Do you at least have a balcony?
Yeah, but it's not even a balcony. It's like half a yard wide. It's like one where you can open. You can open the doors, or yeah, you can open the doors and like lean out. But like, you can't. It's not a balcony,
yeah,
bro.
So you,
like,
put like flower pots out there, and that's about it. Like little hanging gardens.
Yeah, bro, it's a squeeze getting flower pots out there, mate.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, it's tiny. So in that respect, like not having a personal space to maneuver outside is a little bit peak, mate. But,
crazy.
You know. Nah, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I'm not sick, man. So, yeah. I think I said it on the last one. I feel like I had it time ago.
Yeah.
After I got back from traveling, whether it actually was the virus or not, never gonna know unless they start giving out these fucking tests, man. So, yeah, we'll see what I go on. We'll see what I go on. But yeah, man, back in the game, Dubs. Good to have you back, mate. Good to have you back on your feet.
This shit is so surreal, don't you think? Like, it's so bizarre. Like, I'm waking up every day like, is this real,
bro? Are you waking up now? I'm waking up, yeah, and thinking yo, ready to go, like life is normal, and then I snap out of it and realize what's actually fucking going on out here.
It's so strange, right, man? Like,
and then I just feel instantly depressed.
Yeah, you know what, that's the other thing, is because essentially, like, work has stopped and all of this shit's going on. On top of all the tasks that I now have on a daily basis, bruv, I'm feeling so demotivated because I'm like, I've got so many ideas for video content I could do, but in my head right now, yeah, honestly, I'm just like, well, what's the point,
bro?
Like,
listen,
what is the actual point? In a month's time, I could be just working on a building site instead. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, it's fucking
real, man.
What's the point? So like, it's. Yeah, it's tricky, bro.
I'm having on and off days, innit? I'm having on and off days. Like, I've had one or two days where my creativity's been on 100 and I'm like, yeah, trying to be positive. And then, like, yesterday and the day before... Bro, yesterday I went Tesco, right?
Yeah.
And I got there and there's people queuing outside 2 metres apart. I'm thinking, okay, fair enough. And then I get inside the Tesco and the floor has been segmented into 2 metre boxes.
Oh, really?
With black and yellow gaffer tape. Like emergency tape.
So you're not allowed
you can't
in someone
move,
else's box.
You can't move into the other box while someone else is in the box.
That sounds like fun, bro. It's like a game.
Nah, it's not. Bro, listen, yeah? So I'm walking around one and like I walk around the aisle and then like someone else is coming the other way and we both like step back like, yo. And I left the Tesco and the reality just hit home. I'm like, what is life now?
Yeah.
Like, this is fucked up, bro. Like, After that, I was depressed all day. I just didn't want to do nothing. I was at home, just mob. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to be positive today and crack on. But the reality is, like you said, we could keep doing this streaming. We can get our Mitzcal popping. We can have all these creative ideas, all this content. But really and truly, like, where we don't know where all this is going to end up, innit?
Very confusing times. Very confusing.
Like,
I don't know. I don't know if it's just because I am so involved in this industry that I feel it the most. But out of everyone, for me, it feels like the hospitality sector and the DJs especially have been the most affected by this whole thing. And I'm not talking about in terms of health or, do you know what I mean? Obviously, like the people working out to the, people working for the NHS in hospitals doing mad amounts of work, the ones that can't see their families and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, this is affecting everyone. But I'm talking in terms of employment and income. It may be it's just because of the circles that I move in socially and obviously the WhatsApp group that we have and stuff like that. I'm only really hearing it from the DJ side. But even on social media, looking through the timelines, I don't really see, I'm not seeing like electricians complaining about being out of work. I'm not really seeing anyone from self-employed lines of work. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's... Obviously,
there's definitely some. Yeah, there's definitely some.
Of course, there's a lot. I mean, there's apparently like there's meant to be like 5 million self-employed, and now apparently, according to the numbers, 2 million of them don't currently have a business that's working. But
that's crazy.
For me, what I'm saying is, maybe it is just because of the conversations I'm having, and they're majority with DJs.
It's the circles we're in, isn't it, and who we're surrounded by. Because I semi feel the same kind of way.
It seems like we got hit the hardest, bruv.
Bro, it's because literally our shit was just shut down overnight and there's nothing we could have done about it as well. And I just feel like with this social distancing now, DJs, cover your ears, mate, because this might depress you. I feel like we're going to be the last to return, innit? As they filter these jobs back in, when this pandemic is over and stuff starts recovering, I feel like nightclubs, festivals, like big sporting events, I think they're going to be the last to come back because of how many people crowd into one spot. Like, if they don't get to the bottom of this thing, how are they going to maintain like clubs and stuff?
That's the bit. Because
social distancing is going to be, it's going to become a part of life, this social distancing, if they don't figure it out.
That's the thing I don't understand, because obviously, like, if everyone just stays in their house now for a month, does it just die? Does the bug die? Because then in a month's time, what happens when we're all back together and everyone's in the clubs? Well, if one person has it, then that's it. They're just going to reinfect the whole club, and then the fucking cycle starts again. Right.
Exactly. Bro, do you know what's mad? Yeah, we was having this conversation the other week about having backup plans and jobs and all that. Do you remember that? A podcast we did.
Yeah, fully.
And like, it couldn't be more fitting.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, this...
Like, what the fuck?
Well, I'm finding there's DJs that I've been chatting with and I've known, like, I won't say their names, so I don't want to say their business out loud, but there's DJs that I'm finding out now, like, one of them hit me up. He's actually an accountant. And he shouted me and he was like, bruv, if there's anything you need, like, if you need help breaking down all this stuff the government's saying, give me a shout. I'm an accountant. Another one's a teacher. Okay. Like, these are guys, I didn't even realise that. I just thought they were just crazy, DJs. But then they're
true.
Mad. But, bruv, I'll be honest, yeah? Up until a month ago, I was happy just with DJing and the music industry being my only line of income.
Bro.
Now I'm starting to think, like, you know what? I kind of wish I'd been working a 9-to-5.
Mate, but you know what, though? Like, how could... You could never... This guy's laughing, you know? There's no way we could have predicted something like this would even happen, though.
Nah.
Like, there's one thing in life, yeah, where I just thought would never happen in our lifetime is something like this.
No, isn't it?
Like, it's actually bonkers, bro. Like, man are confined to the houses, bro. Everything is lock-off.
Yeah.
Like... Oh, it's crazy, man. I'm sat here talking to you now and it feels like everything's just kind of normal and we're just doing our podcast.
That's the
podcast
thing. I'm sat in the studio and the problem is the studio is a right mess because I'm just doing bits in here, but I'm just sat in the studio just right now, this second, feels like another regular day.
Bro, I'm in my living room now, by the way, so...
Oh, so it's different settings for you.
Yeah. To be fair, I moved all my stuff out of the studio, but because I actually rent it as a place of business and I work from there, I can actually stay there as long as I stick to the social distancing stuff. But
yeah,
it just didn't feel right, and a lot of people have packed up and came home.
Yeah.
So like the yard is pretty empty, but the streaming stuff from the crib, it's not going to work. So I'm tempted to take my stuff back. and it semi gives me an escape as well from the house, man. Like,
yeah,
I don't like sitting still in it. So like being confined to my house every day, I'm gonna get cabin fever so quick, mate.
Yeah.
And obviously no one's over there, so it is safe. Like, it's safe for me to go. I just drive there. It's only a mile away from the crib.
Yeah.
And no one's on the yard, so I'm separate and I'm in my container, so I can do it, but I'm just, yeah, I don't know what to do right now, mate. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm just trying to keep positive and do my streams, and the streaming stuff is the only thing that's keeping me sane.
Yeah, so like, let's talk about the streaming. Obviously, I've been very preoccupied since all this kicked off, basically. So I've been not able to get any content out. I've not even given streaming half a thought. Do you know what I mean? So basically, I have noticed, though, every DJ and their cousin is now doing
Instagram. You go on Insta now, bro, and it's 100 lives.
Yeah. So like, I feel
which
like
is sick.
It's definitely a topic that needs to be spoken about. I think there needs to be a lot more structure. There's a conversation to be had, basically, about the live streaming and stuff, because what it feels like for me is, and this doesn't count for everyone, but it feels like a lot of DJs panicking and suddenly worrying about becoming irrelevant. So they're literally just hopping on an Instagram live and just playing records that they would play if they're in the club, and they're just 100. Doing whatever. And there's no real marketing there. There's no real thought to it. It's just suddenly like, shit, I need to do something. Let me get on Instagram Live and I'll just play club bangers and hopefully everyone watches. And it's like,
I agree.
Like there needs to be a step back a minute, take a breath, take time, and let's figure out the proper, correct way to do this. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, we're in the WhatsApp group, so there's been a lot of conversation had about all the technical side of it and stuff. But first of all,
is the proper way? What is the proper way to do it, though? This is the thing. This has not happened before, innit? So,
All right. So,
a lot of people are kind of just.
Can I tell you what I think should have happened?
Yeah, go on.
Instead of everybody jumping on Instagram Live and suddenly everyone, because it was pretty much like, I think it was a Friday that it got announced the clubs were being shut, wasn't it? So, and it was from that, like the moment Boris put his little book down, everyone was suddenly.
It happened straight away.
I'll be honest, bruv. I think DJs should be charging for their live streams. I think we need to find a platform that can support the video feed and the sound quality. And it needs to be put out there like, cool, I've got a party happening on my live stream from 8 p.m. on Friday till midnight. If you want to get involved, PayPal £5 and you'll get the link. Do you know what I mean? Because, bro, think about it. If you can get, I'm confident, that I've got 100 people within my social networks that would quite happily rave with me online on a Friday night. So to that sense, I'm pretty confident I can say to those people, look, I'm going to be there providing the music, like grab your drinks, whatever, but can you just put a £5 donation down for the link and I'll send it to you? That's £500. That's a decent night's work. Do you know what I mean? But
mate,
like,
it's a great shout. It's a great shout, 100%. I'm just thinking like, the technicals behind it, like, surely we can't be out here making money off playing other people's music. I know obviously we do it in the clubs, but doing it through someone's platform, I'm sure there'll be some kind of, like, I don't know, man. I just know there'll be some kind of technicals in there. There'd have to be, like, surely.
I think, personally, in a time like now, I think that's something that labels, etc., would overlook. It's not like we're not sat there. I'm not sat there streaming entire albums. In fact, I'm not even playing the whole song. Do you know what I mean?
It's like
I'm doing it like it's like it's a club set. So effectively, it would work the same way it's a club set. Obviously, I know artists get covered through like the PRS for music license in the clubs and stuff like that. But I think it's something that right now for this situation could be overlooked. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't get paid.
You'd like to think so, innit? You'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Like, I think Twitch have something where you could, I know DJ, or was it BeatSource, were doing one last night. And they were doing it on Twitch, and it was like a 24-hour stream. They had loads of DJs in there, like A-Track, all these other guys. They were doing handovers and stuff.
Were they keeping social distancing?
One or two of the streams. No comment. Well, there was definitely two man at the decks at once on one of them. Fuck knows, but they were raising money for charity.
Right. Okay.
So there's obviously a way for money to come through.
We
can
Twitch,
be the charity, innit?
So
we can be the charity, fam.
Innit? Twitch is a good platform for that. Obviously, that's what a lot of gamers use, isn't it? They used to stream their games while they're playing. And the way it works is people can literally tip you and pay you while you're doing a thing. Even if it wasn't, even if you didn't say like, right, £5 for the private link, even if you were spinning, yeah, and you'd be like, right, cool. If anyone has requests, just tip £2 and then boom, I'll play your song. Just something like that, just to get some kind of income going through your skill set.
Or just give them the option, innit? If you just come with the wave of like, look, I'm not charging, but you can send them a donation this way kind of thing. It gives people the option, innit? And like you said, if you've got 100 people that are willing to back it, like out the kindness of the heart, they'll probably dash a little something in there.
Yeah, I think in this day and age, if you haven't got 100 people that would be willing to just drop you a fiver, you're doing something wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, 100 people in the whole world wide web. If you haven't, like, you need to you need to relook at what you've been doing.
But I kind of jumped in with it as well. Like you just said, like on that Friday, I jumped on it straight away, kind of thing, and just to test it and see how it went. And like I've never streamed before. I don't use Insta Live at all.
No.
But as soon as I done it, like I had bare people in there chatting the most, and I was like, rah. This is actually sick, like, and the feedback that I got, people, like, it proper, like, cheered people up, and I got a load of DMs off people. Yeah. Like, I had a man hitting me up from, like, Switzerland and shit, like, oh, your life's, like, you've proper cheered up my day, and, like, love the positivity, all this stuff, and I thought, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never even delved into this, so I kind of realised straight away there's a little bit of a demand there, and I kind of got a little something to build on. Looking at it now, bro, after doing a couple and seeing how quickly oversaturated it's become, I'm going to try and pull it back a little bit and just build something with a bit more power and thought behind it. Even though I did think about what I was doing and I've tried to promote it the right way and whatnot, I just feel like it's going to quickly get blitzed, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think that's the flip side of the conversation is by doing it on something like Instagram Live or Facebook Live or whatnot, it's a big morale booster. Do you know what I mean? People right now, they're very confused. They're stuck at home. Like, it's not a good place. So if you can just jump on and then if there's a sick DJ mashing up some of your favorite tunes or whatnot, even if it's a Friday night and you plug your phone into the speaker and want to just have a party at home, do you know what I mean? Like, that's a huge morale booster. So I feel from that side of things, it's an amazing thing. But I was just thinking of it from the... why is everyone giving it away for free when this is our skill set? Like, we're out the job right now. We should be developing new ways to make money, not necessarily individual people, but from our skill sets. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've spent over a decade now doing what I do.
And then all of a sudden we're online doing
suddenly,
it for free.
Overnight it's gone. And so I'm not suddenly thinking of, right, what's the best way I can get out there for nothing? Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's
only my... I know that a lot of people will probably disagree with me, and it sounds like I'm being a greedy bastard when it's not really the thought behind it.
When you put it that way, I agree. Like you say, we've worked long and hard and put in the hours to get to where we are. And
yeah,
do you know what I mean? I like to think we're both dope DJs, so it's kind of like you don't want to just go from getting P's to zero.
Essentially, it's being back to being a bedroom DJ again.
It's
like literally 100%. Back to square one if that's what you're doing. Like, it's mad. So
I mean, like with the right marketing and stuff, though, bro, if you was to do it right and really put some thought into it, I think you could definitely get people involved where they're contributing some pennies towards it, 100%.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If you did a proper flyer for the event, actually made like...
It's got a bang. I've seen some, not hating on some of the DJs, everyone's doing the thing, but I've seen some really macker ones, bruv, where the sound is off.
Yeah.
Like, they've got, like, that it doesn't look right. Like,
this,
you know what I mean? Like, it needs to be a good quality stream.
Top quality. And this is the other thing I wanted to speak to you about on this podcast, is because obviously you've jumped in, and I know you're a super technical guy, and when it comes to quality of output, you're a perfectionist. So for the people, for the DJs Thanks, that mate. Are listening. No. Well, you are, isn't it? Everyone knows this, but for the DJs that are listening, can you talk about the technical side of it, like what equipment you use? Because I've seen some people, they've just been streaming with their phone next to the decks and using their phone mic to pick up the music. Yep. Like that's the wrong way to do it, because the people listening are not getting the quality of sound. And ultimately, no one's really going on Insta Live to watch DJs DJ. They want to listen. And if the sound quality is shit, they're not going to listen that's for true. Very long. Do you know what I mean? So it's a really true. Important thing to have the sound quality above everything else. So like,
yeah, I've listened to Sumba where it's like distorted, blowing man's face off. Like yeah. The mic levels are all over the place. Like, first and foremost, you need to get a direct audio feed into your phone.
Right.
Like,
that's, so how do you do
that's
that?
That's imperative. To be fair, bro, before all this happened, I'd never done it, so I wasn't fully sure. Like, I'd done my research, and I found that the best piece of gear for an iPhone, because I use an iPhone, was something called an Evermix box, which is crazy, bro, because it's come up as a sponsored ad on my Insta so many times.
Yeah.
You know when you're watching stories and little ads pop up? This thing had been popping up over the last few months, and then it turned out like last week I needed one. So what I got is it's called an Evermix box, which right. is basically like an interface that goes from the back of your mixer, into the box, and then coming out of the box, it goes into a lightning adapter into your iPhone.
Right. So it's normal phono leads from the mixer.
Phono leads from the back of the mixer
into the input. So,
Into the box input, yeah. And then out, and then there's a cable that comes out the other side.
Yeah.
So I can't remember the name of it.
It comes with the cable.
The box comes with the cables. Yeah. There's one for Android and there's one for iOS. So okay. I've got the iOS one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's got the lightning adapter, which then goes into your iPhone. This also comes with an app that you download.
Yeah.
So then you can do your sound checks and your levels before right, okay. you plug in.
Sick.
So I'll always record like 20 seconds with the mic, play the music, listen to it back in my phone, make sure it sounds good, knowing that that's the quality that's going to come out of the phone when like the listener is plugged in, kind of thing. This one has the capability to record within the box as well, so you can save the mix to your phone.
Okay.
If you've got the space, so I can stream and then save that file into my phone.
Right, got you.
Obviously, that's big. Obviously, it's bigger files or whatever, but the capabilities are there, and it's seamless, mate. Like, it's seamless. The only problem is for me now, right? I think I'm coming up with issues because of how clear the sound is.
Yeah.
It's allowing the Insta algorithm to flag stuff easier.
So you're getting slapped with the copyrights, yeah?
I'm getting slapped all the time, even though there's tips and tricks you can abide by, which kind of help bypass it, because the quality is so clear and crisp. It's definitely contributing to me getting flagged more, which is peak. But there's so many ways you can do it, bro. Like I've seen a couple of dudes have got that Rode SC4 adapter, which is
just a cable, right? That's just like a small cable that goes into your iPhone.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's just like a little adapter lead, so you can go from the mixer straight into your phone.
Yeah.
There's another one called the Roland GoPro Mixer, which is like a little interface, which is kind of like the Evermix, but it's not the Evermix. It's just a Roland thing.
Yeah.
D James uses it. Same kind of thing. Mixer into the box, into your phone. You can monitor your audio. You can stick your headphones into it, check the signal separately. They're crisp. I think they're like 100 and odd pounds. The Evermix is 110 pounds. But bro, there's so many ways you can do it. There isn't really a right or wrong way. There's several.
There's definitely some wrong ways.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's some. Yeah, just leaving your phone up against the thing is not the right way to do it. No. But in some cases, from when I've been watching online, the ones that aren't getting flagged as much are the ones that aren't plugging directly into the phone. But the sound quality is not there. But then it's not allowing the algorithms to pick it up as easy because it's not directly in. Like, I got flagged 3 times in one mix last night, man.
Really?
And they just remove your video instantly. So it's like, there's going to be so much friction.
What happens when you get flagged? Is it your stream just stops and you have to restart the stream?
Yeah, there's 2 things that happen. So the first one is they let the mix run. Then at the end, you'll get like a warning thing saying this mix contains copyrighted content, whatever, but it stays on your page.
Right.
Weird. Then the other one is instant kick out, video deleted.
Right.
So straight away, just cuts off your stream, kicks everyone out of the stream, and the video deletes like automatically. That's the other thing. So that happened to me 3 times yesterday.
Right.
It happened to me twice last week, but then 3 or 4 times went all the way through with no issues.
Yeah, I think the one I only watched one of yours last week, but yeah, I think that went all the way through, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like it's hit and miss. It's hit and miss really. Like sometimes you'll get through, other times it won't. So it's. Yeah, it's a ball ache, man, because you think they just lift it or do kind of what YouTube do, where they just send the rights to the right people and whatnot. But yeah, I just think Insta and Facebook are so far off that it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But there is a couple of tips and tricks you can do to help bypass it. First one is use a microphone in it, like even if you're not. Like fully confident on a mic, like just use it. Firstly, because people want to be interacted with in it. Like, there's nothing worse than locking into a stream, G, and man are just there, head down, mixing.
Yeah.
Just to be blunt, I'm locking off in 5 seconds, mate. If I lock into a stream and it's like that, like I'm off. So like, use a mic in it. Talk to your people, bruv. Like, not only does it override like the music a little bit and help, like just. It just helps cloud the music so it gets through a little bit easier. But you're talking to your people saying, you're a mic, man. So, I mean, you know how it goes. So I've struggled to get any music, mate.
I'll just be on the mic for the whole set.
Double will just be chatting breeze fully.
In the
building. There's that. And then you got to take your key lock off, innit? So, like, it's in danger of ending up sounding like a chipmunk, but don't push it too far.
Oh, mate, the Bashment DJs are going to be in trouble.
Oh, my days.
Running 95 BPM songs at 180 BPM.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Bashment.
But yeah, take your key lock off anyway, man. Make sure that's off. And that's another way to help bypass it. There's a couple of little ways, man. I think Mojack said you'd like pitch it up. So when you get the pitching key on the... On Serato, you can change the actual pitch fully.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Oh yeah, shouts to Mojax as well. He's from DJ City. For those that don't know, he actually did. I remember now. He did a video, didn't he? Like a tips. Yeah. It was a tips and tricks video on how to do the streaming and stuff. So
shouts to Mojax.
Make sure you go and check that out because he. Like I said, I've been fully plugged in this week, but I think he did...
He's the king of this shit, mate. Honestly, he did a stream the other night and tested all the different adapters.
I was going to say,
he did
a review, didn't he, of all the different adapters and stuff. So
yep.
Make sure you check out his video on DJ City on YouTube, for sure.
He's the king. He's the king for that stuff. But yeah, man, like for me, the EverMix box, it works perfectly. You can just use a lead. You can just get a simple adapter. There is cheaper options to do it. There's one called the iRig 2. Which I know a few people have used. That's another way. It's just kind of an interface box for you to plug into that goes into your phone. That's another dope one. Yeah. Or you can just get a cheap quarter-inch jack plug to go into your back, go into the back of your mixer, and then into like the headphone adapter. Whack an adapter on top of that into your phone again. So like, there's pure different ways, man.
Many methods, but don't leave your phone next to the speaker. That's not the one.
Yeah, make sure you get that good quality, man. Plug that thing in and engage with your peoples, man.
Somebody made a great point, actually, in the WhatsApp group. They said about, it's funny because the DJs are complaining every week about having to play this record or having to play that record or complaining about people requesting certain songs and this and that. And, da, da, da. And then they hop on their live stream and they're doing the exact same thing that they've been complaining about. It's definitely, if you're doing these live streams, now is the time. Like, if you want to flex tunes that you don't think will work in the club, do them in your fucking live stream, man.
It's perfect. It's a perfect time, isn't it?
I feel like, bruv, so many, not everyone, of course, but so many DJs are so afraid of losing their audience through taking risks with the music. But like, let me tell you, people that really care about the music, they will appreciate hearing a song that they haven't heard 500 times today. Do you know what I mean? Like, they will appreciate if you're playing the big... Obviously, if you're aiming your live streams at, like, club sets and stuff, of course you're going to have to play certain big bangers. But you're at home, you're live streaming, put your flavour on it, innit? But if you want
to... Bro, I've turned into old school Don me, man. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I've gone back to the shit I fell in love with, mate. Last Sunday, I was on there for like 2 hours just rinsing all the old joints, all the stuff that made me love music.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really play in the clubs too tough anymore. Like, I'm using my Fridays and my Saturdays for more the clubby, like, up-tempo stuff, but I'm playing bare different, like, remix edits that I never get to play and just...
Yeah.
Just trying to flex it a little bit more. I played some crazy shit in my live yesterday, and it still got locked off. I'm thinking if I mix it up with these bootlegs and play some crazy shit, like, I might be okay. And then this still got me. But I fully agree. Like, this is the time to flex, man, and like just enjoy it, innit? Like, it's like you just said. Then everyone's kind of jumped on live straight away. But like, play what you love. Like, flex
this is your
stuff.
When I said about people being a bit more prepared instead of just jumping online, like, go through your crates, dig, and find some tunes that you truly love, innit? Like, if you're happy playing all the turn-up records and all the club songs, if that's what you really love, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But at the same time, like, you properly need to... Now is the time to be like, cool, welcome to my live stream. This is the tunes... These are the tunes that I love to play. Boom. And that's how you establish yourself as an individual. That's, I feel like that's how you're going to progress faster and better in this climate right now, rather than just jumping on and doing a panicked live stream of all the bait club bangers.
I was just going to say, like, people aren't in the club. Like, they're not in the club. Like, even if you're trying to give them a little bit of a vibe, man aren't in the club. So you can push it a little bit, innit?
Yeah.
Like, be a little bit different. I've been playing shit that I had never played in a club in the last week or two over the streams.
Yeah, and
I've been fully enjoying it. Like, for me, bro, it's been a bit of a, like, the streams are like an escape, innit? Like, for that 2 hours or that 1 hour,
yeah,
I just feel like shit's normal again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a weird one. Like, it's a bit of a mental, like, release, really. Like, yeah, it's one of them. The first one I done out of first, like, was just because, obviously, the clubs got locked off. I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to jump in, man, and just let a bit out, and then realise that I was semi-onto something, even though that was like the first night when the clubs got closed, and I just kind of ran with it then, because people were asking me to, kind of thing, so
yeah.
let's just roll with it, innit? But yeah, man, don't be afraid to flex, my guys, flip your neck.
In terms of camera work, what were you using to film? Was it literally just your camera? I mean, just your phone, sorry.
Yeah, I was just using my iPhone, so I've just got like a little tripod thing. But then I've got a boom arm that the mic goes on. So what I've been doing, I've got an attachment that sticks onto the boom arm, and then the phone attaches onto that.
Sick.
So I can just have that like hanging over the deck, so like I can get a good angle. But it's I hate the portrait angle, bro. I fucking hate it, man. Like, I'm trying to work on something now where I can get onto YouTube and get my DS. There's a way to plug your DSLR in.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, that would be.
I know how to do it. I know how to do it. I know how to do it. So I'll break it down for you now. Basically, you need something called a capture card.
Right. Okay.
So that's like an interface, the same way as the Evermix box, and it allows you to go straight from your camera. Basically, you need the camera feed to go back into the computer. So you got the camera goes into the capture card. Capture card goes into your laptop, and then you can download. There's a couple of pieces of software you can get. OBS is the main one, and that basically sets up your stream.
And
you can use like your wide angle lens and stuff like that and get the good shot and do it in a really high quality. And I think that's where I'm going to try and move towards when I get my stuff back in the studio.
So with OBS, you can also use multi angles, can't you? So you can flip between if you've got two different angles, you can flip between them.
Yeah, you can set up a couple, mate, so you can plug a few different ones in and then jump between the different angles and shit like that. Like, it's sick. And obviously with YouTube, they have that search engine in place where they send the copyright to the right people.
Yeah.
So there's a high chance that you're not going to get chucked off there.
Right. That's,
you know what I mean?
To be honest, that's probably where I would do, if I do begin streaming, if I do any kind of streams, that's probably where I would do it, obviously, because I've got my YouTube channel. Which is my most prominent platform of everything else. That's probably where I would do it.
That's something, you've got the camera and that as well, bro. So you're in. All right, get this capture card. They're sold out everywhere at the minute.
Yeah.
Like I'm waiting on some to get in stock so I can get one. But yeah, I think everyone's kind of just rushed and all these adapters, everything's sold out, mate.
Yeah, what's the price? What's the price of a capture card? Out of interest.
For an half decent one, you're looking about £70 for a good one.
Oh, okay.
The one that I was looking at was like £120, I think it was £140.
Right. Okay. So like almost 2 weeks worth of Universal Credit.
And you get me. Oh my days. Serious. But so, I feel like now, even though I don't really want to be spending OPs, I feel like stuff like this. Obviously, I want to keep like I still want to play music, man. I still want to do my stuff. So it's like,
yeah,
it's not really ideal to be spending money, but same time, I don't just want to fucking disappear off the face of the earth, bro. Like I want to still play music. I still want to be doing my thing. So yeah, if this is the way we've got to go, like to keep doing what we love, then it's got to carry on.
Yeah, I think by saying about disappearing off the face of the earth, like I feel like that's what a lot of DJs are quite scared about. If they don't jump on this live stream wave that's happening right now, that they're going to suddenly become irrelevant. No one's going to care anymore. I think that's the wrong mentality to have, to be honest, because it's like...
Yeah, oh, bro, yeah, I don't think I'm going to disappear off the face of the earth. Like, my following's nice, bro. Like, I'm plugged in, but yeah.
But I'm talking about the other people that literally are. They're, like, just jumping in because they're very panicked right now. Their club work has stopped. Like, I don't know, for one reason or whatever, they might not feel that they have the strongest online fan base, and they're suddenly panicking and thinking, shit, I need to make myself pop through this live stream thing. But I think don't panic, innit? That's my advice to people, is just take time and figure things out. Do you know what I mean? Just take time. Mixcloud is another platform you can utilize, and you can do that without any of the streaming equipment we just spoke about. And what's better, you can do it in your own time. You can do it at 7 a.m. on a Monday if you want. You could do it at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be set times when everyone's suddenly online. And obviously, Mixcloud actually just announced as well. Should we cover this? Mixcloud announced that for the next 3 months, premium accounts are free for the next 3 months. And also, 100% of the profits from Mixcloud Select will go to the creators, will go to the DJs. Obviously, we broke it down previously when we had Nico on the pod, Clark, that it was a 60-40 split. Well, Mixcloud have actually...
First time we said pod, Clark, today.
No, I said it earlier. But Nico explained previously it was a 60-40 split. Well, Mixcloud are actually giving up their 40% so that the DJs can fully make 100% of the profit from Select, which I think that's an incredible gesture, man. I really do. Like, a lot of people turned their back on Mixcloud when Select was announced. And after we did the episode with Nico, I felt like he cleared a lot of stuff up, and I was back on side of Mixcloud, basically. I was like, right, I understand why you've done it now, and I agree, and I think this is a great thing.
Same.
And the fact that now they're like, bruv, Mixcloud, what they do, it must cost a fortune to actually do. And they're now saying, like, 100% of the Mixcloud Select profits will go to the DJs. Now's the time to get your 100 people and be like, look, if you guys can give, like, £3-4 a month, I'll keep you loaded up with mixes. Do you know what I mean? If you're not going down the streaming route or whatnot, like, now is the time to utilise the Mixcloud Select model, in my opinion. That's what I'm going to be doing anyway.
Dubs about to jump in, yeah. We're finally going to get some mixes from Dubs.
Yeah, man. Daily mixes.
That's never happening.
I might drop a mix every day in April.
You've said it now, bro.
Shit, I can't go back on it now.
You've said it now, bro.
So now I've got to do homeschooling, nursing, cleaning, flipping, cooking, and mixing every day.
You're not gonna see Double in May. He'll be finished.
Yeah, it's not gonna. I'm not doing a mix every day in April. Just to put that out there.
I feel like I'm just gonna record my streams in it that way and try and get it all like packaged into one. Because I've had people like hit me up like, oh, is that, like, where can I listen to the stream? But oh, is it like where is it gonna be available? Kind of thing. So
yeah.
What I'm doing is doing the stream and then I'm going back and recording, just re-recording it as a mix, you know, so it's a bit tighter and I'm not chatting all over it, kind of thing.
Oh, you should just, so bro, I think you should just keep the actual stream, man. It just has that.
I know, but I'm always like shouting people out and blabbering.
Yeah,
like,
they
I just
love
don't
that.
I don't
they
know
love
if
that
I
kind of stuff. What did Tory Lanez call his thing at the moment? Quarantine radio.
Quarantine radio.
Yeah, stylist is quarantine
listen,
radio, man.
That's got the most. He's got the most lit Insta right now.
Yeah, he's utilized it amazingly, bro.
He was on there the other day for 9 hours, G. And the guy had Chris Brown in there. The guy had, who else? He had T-Pain popped up, Tinashe, Danny Lay popped up. The guy was just bringing all his homies through and he was parring people. He had gal, he was making gal twerk for the camera all over the place. If they didn't twerk, he would just hang up on him. The guy was going, and he was just smoking big fat spliffs, yeah, drinking this bottle of Patron. I've never seen a bottle of Patron so big and it's dribbling all over his face. Like, man, I'm just thinking, see these millionaires? This ain't lockdown for them, man.
I know, bro. This is fucking prime time.
They're
for
fucking
them.
Smoking down, drinking. They're going in. I'm like, these man are. I'm here in my one bed apartment with no garden, fam.
Yeah.
It's a bit peak out here.
Yeah, I know.
I watch their stream and I'm thinking, these lot are living, bro. Like, as funny as it is, I'm just thinking, their lockdown's not proper lockdown, mate. Obviously, it's lockdown, but do you know what I mean?
It's,
you got the luxury of a 20 flipping 1,000 foot square mansion. Flipping.
I was gonna say that millionaire lockdowns slap differently to our lockdowns, mate.
Mate, their lockdowns are slapping. My man's having the time of his life on that quarantine radio.
Yeah.
Like, just bringing all his G's on. Like, Danny Lay comes up and was like, "Yeah, I'm going studio in a minute to do some dance thing," and then Tori's like, "You're gonna catch the virus." She's like, "I'm not gonna catch it." And I'm thinking, these famous people are just disregarding, you know?
Yeah.
She was just full on saying on the chat, I'm gonna go and hit the dance studio and start recording some visuals and all this, and Tori's putting it on her about quarantine. And she's just like, I'm not gonna catch it. Apparently in America, yeah, they're not even doing the distancing in like supermarkets and that. Some gal tweeted me from America this morning and was like, the UK are extra or something, like we're not even doing that here.
Right.
Mad, innit? And they wonder why they got the highest cases. Mazza.
Yeah, that is a bit mad.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like, fucking hell. But yeah, I need a big mansion, mate. I ordered a football today. I got some cones. Man's gonna go and do some shuttle runs and that, like, to stay fit. I've been jogging around, like, I'm on Salford Quays, bit where the BBC is, so there's like a big river and you can jog around it, but it's getting a bit too busy for my liking. People around there jogging, I'm not even trying to be near people right now, bro. I'm jogging, a man are like jogging near me, I'm like, get away, man.
Social
back
distance
a little bit.
Keep your social distance.
Get me. But yeah, anyway, get your Mixcloud popping, guys. Get on the Mixcloud select, get it popping, get on your streams, make sure you're doing the direct audio, keep that shit clean, and make it look good as well, innit? Make sure it looks decent. Like,
yeah,
when I was in my studio, I was happy, bro. I was happy over there. It was looking good. Got the backdrop. Everything's nice. And then I'm in my living room. I'm like, I'm not doing another one here. I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable. It doesn't look good. Like, yeah. I'm out.
I think that's the key to it all. The key to everything. If you're doing content right now, to capture all the people that are just at home waiting for content, quality is just so important. It's really not about quantity. Like, just make sure your stuff is good, basically. Yep. Like, don't just hop on with your phone next to the speaker and some shit camera angle with your elbow. Like, put some thought behind it. Do you know what I mean? Do you know how many elbows I saw, like...
Guys, bare elbows up in the dance.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Like,
flipping heck. Nah, I hear you. Right. But now, YouTube, man. YouTube's the one. Twitch is good. You can make your peas on there, I think. I've not looked into the platform fully, but there is like a homepage where people that are like doing well. Like, I think that Beat Source stream was trending last night. It's up on the homepage on Twitch.
Yeah.
They've probably never had so many DJs on their streaming, but that looks like a good option. But yeah, for now, Insta. If anything, on my next one, I'm going to make sure I plug everyone, and that I'm just going to signpost my YouTube like fully. I've only got like 600 subs. There's hardly anyone on there, mate. But
yeah,
it means me have it, I'd rather go over there if it means I can up the quality. Because I know for a fact when I can get it into my camera, like, and do it how I want to, and you can have overlays with your branding and all. Watchman stream next week, fam.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Game over.
Yeah, I want to turn it into a little online radio show thing, man.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Hit me. I'll do something proper. I'm giving away my ideas now, but anyway. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I've not got much more else to say.
No, I think we're just about covered everything, I think, like, in terms of all. So, yeah, we're also... I'm not going to say that out loud. You'll find out. just in case someone takes the idea and does it before we do. But yeah, cool. So hashtag TalkOverPod, Clark. Don't forget at TalkOverPod on Twitter and Insta. What's happening with the Instagram?
I told you since everything got locked off, mate. Everything just went tits up, man.
Yeah.
Flipping, but now we're back in now. I'll start building it up a little bit. Mate, everything's just been all over the gaff, man. I'm still trying to like process this whole situation, mate. I'm not gonna lie. Today's one of the most productive days I've had. I've been up all morning editing a music video. I did a bit of branding stuff. Now we're podcasting. It's only 3:20, so I'm doing all right today. But it feels like a Tuesday afternoon or some shit. It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Like I was up last night watching Ozark. Like it's fucking
Ozark, bro. I watched the first series. I haven't watched the second series yet.
It's lit. The third series just came out as well.
Sick. Yeah. I need to get back onto that. I think now I've got a little bit of spare time on my hands, so I can get into it.
Just a little bit. When the hands up on her feet and all that, obviously we'll be able to plug back in a bit more, man.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see how everything goes. Like me and wifey are all right. Hopefully she doesn't get sick or anything. But for now, we're okay, man. So
yeah,
we're cooped up, mate. We're staying away from people. Like we're only venturing out to go supermarket, and then even then, like try not to touch nothing too much. It's one of them. But I'm gonna take my shit back to the studio tonight. Now I know that I'm allowed to be in there. Because even at first I was like, this is my place of work though. I work in here. I do my editing here. This is where I work from. And then because I'm obviously paying rent and whatever else, and there's business rates and all that shit, like it falls under that category. So
yeah, man.
I'm gonna take my stuff back and just set up base there and see how this unfolds. But I feel like another stage of lockdown is coming.
I think so, bro. Because people aren't listening in it, so I think they are.
People still aren't listening.
The maddest thing is, I don't want to go too deep into this actually, but the maddest thing is people are literally calling for the government to be like, lock it down, bring the military out. I think that's a mental thing to say. Like,
nah, bro, I was saying that last week, man. Lock it down, bro. Boris is a clerk, mate. I'm sorry. This is the guy running our country, mate. He can't even fucking speak, bro. Like... I'm sorry, but it's all gone wrong. Like, someone posted a video the other day of all the... It was loads of snippets of him contradicting himself and then what he said the following week. And I'm just like, this guy... it's a tough job, mate. I get it. Like, what he's dealing with, no one, like, is having to deal... Like, that is a job and a half, bro.
Yeah.
Give it to the guy, but he's making a... Big pause. Why? When I hear flipping, what's his name, Rishi? When I hear Rishi come out and speak like with the confidence and like the way he holds himself, and then I compare it to Boris, I'm just like, and then Boris's dad is on this morning talking about still going pub and getting licked.
Oh mate, yeah, I think Rishi.
Don't, let's not make it political.
Rishi, but yeah, all right. To end the podcast, Rishi definitely should become King of England.
Man, like Rishi got the bag for the DJs.
Yeah, only if you've been doing your taxes correctly.
Mate, I've seen people like, oh, if you've been screwing the system, I was like, bruv, listen, keep it legit, mate. Too legit to quit. No comment.
No comment. Actually, I don't mind saying this on here, but obviously, like, I built a studio and was able to write off a massive chunk of money with the studio because it cost a fortune to build.
And so,
for that reason,
I'm out.
I'm probably not going to be
getting Dragon's Den tackle.
The healthiest payment in June, I'm not going to lie.
Listen.
It's for a legit reason. It's because I actually built an entire studio and it cost a fuck ton of money. So,
bro. The same way, man. Like,
yeah.
The outgoings has been mad. I'm just like, maybe I shouldn't put this through or that through, and I invest in. Oh, mate, you just
crazy.
You know what I mean? It's one of them. But then I see people that I've not even got like the year in the books, and I left to the £90 a week, mate. So yeah. Obviously, like I've got savings in that. I'm sure you have. Like, we can tie ourselves over a little bit, but it's just not ideal. I don't want to be spending my fucking life savings, mate.
Nah, that's it. Tense times, man.
But yo, guys, stay safe out there, innit? Stay clean.
And stay indoors as well, you bastards. Because the longer we stay indoors, actually, the quicker we get back to work and get back to the clubs. So,
do you know what I mean?
Stay away from people, you dirty bastards, and wash your hands.
Stay at home, be productive. Use clean audio into your phone.
Clean audio and clean hands. There you go.
Yeah, wash your batties while you're at it as well.
They've got all the toilet paper, bro. They don't need to wash it. They just wipe it.
I've seen man out here doing fucking challenges, kicking bloody toilet roll and that. I'm like, what are you man doing, kicking the sacred bog roll around, man?
Yeah, do you know how much that shit costs?
Bro, do you know what I mean? That shit's going on eBay for like £4 a roll in that.
Valuable.
Mazza. Wonder if you can get anti-back yet. I don't know if you can get any anti-back yet online. I can't find any. I need some anti-back.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Cool. Hashtag talk over pod clot. And yeah, like we said about 15 minutes ago now, at talk over pod on Twitter and Instagram. It's DJ Double and DJ... Is it DJ Stylo? DJ
it's Stixilo.
DJ Stixilo and DJ Stixilo. Double.
Yeah, man. Stay safe, guys. Holler at your fam.
You clots.
Bizzle.
Bitches.